Welcome to Modern Digital Applications, a podcast for corporate decision makers and executives looking to create or extend their digital business with the help of modern applications, processes, and software strategy. Now, welcome your host, a recognized industry thought leader in cloud computing and published author, bringing over 30 years of experience, Lee Acheson.
Hello, and welcome to Modern Digital Applications. In this episode, we will continue our three-part series on service tiers and how they can be used to prevent disasters in applications using service-based architectures. We also take another look at Amazon S3 and ask the question, how large is S3? The answer might surprise you. All of this in this episode of Modern Digital Applications.
Here is the latest industry news on Modern Digital Applications.
DevOps World has now set their dates for their 2020 conference. The dates are September 21st through September 24th. This year, DevOps World will be in Las Vegas. There will be 3 days of events and presentations in the Aria Resort in Las Vegas. Early bird pricing is now available. To get up-to-date details, you can follow DevOps World Conf on Twitter or go to their website. For more information, see the links in our show notes.
And now our main story on Modern Digital Applications.
In the last episode, we introduced the concept of service tiers, and we talked specifically about the Tier 1 service tier, which is used to label the most critical, highest priority services in your application. In this episode, we're going to talk about the definition of the rest of the 4 service tier levels that are defined. In review, a Tier 1 service is a service that is mission critical to your application. If a Tier 1 service is down, your application is down. A Tier 1 service is a service where if it fails, it has significant impact on your customers and your business's bottom line. After Tier 1, the next level of service is Tier 2. Tier 2 services can have an impact on business, but are typically less critical than a Tier 1 service. A Tier 2 service is a service where a failure of the service can cause a degraded customer experience in a noticeable and meaningful way, but does not completely prevent your customer from interacting with your system. A great example of a Tier 2 service is a search service. This would be a service that handles requests to search by your customers for products or product information or other content from your application. If the search box on your website stopped working, it would have a major impact on customers, especially if a customer is depending on search to find something on your site. But it would not make the application completely unusable to your customers. Compare this to a Tier 1 service, such as a login service. If customers can't log into your application, they can't do anything. So a Tier 1 service means a failure keeps the customer from doing anything. A Tier 2 service failure means they can't perform some important functionality, but other parts of the application are still available to them. Tier 2 services can also be services that impact your back-end business processes in significant ways, but may not directly be noticeable to your customers. For example, if a service that manages order processing in a fulfillment center fails, that would have a significant impact on your ability to fulfill orders in a timely manner. This would have impact on your business and a potential impact on your customers if a package arrived late as a result of that problem. But it doesn't completely bring down your website or application, and customers can still do things, such as create new orders or check on the status of existing orders. A customer may not even notice the failure, yet it still could impact them. That's a Tier 2 service. The next level is Tier 3. A Tier 3 service is one that can have minor, unnoticeable, or difficult to notice customer impact, or it could have limited effects on your business and your systems. The key words here are minor, difficult to notice, and limited. The best example of a Tier 3 service is a recommendation service. Think back to the last time you were on the website for a retail store. You clicked on a product to look at it. On the detail page for the product, you often will see a list of recommended or related products that you might be interested in. you can click on these and see and potentially purchase these alternate products. These recommendations are created by the recommendation service. Now, what happens if the recommendation service is down or failing? In this case, you can still view products on the website. You can still purchase product. You can still have the products shipped to you. It's just that the list of alternate recommended products, the upsell products, if you will, won't be visible on the site. Most customers probably would not even notice this missing feature. Or if they did notice, it would only be of a limited inconvenience. Yes, it'd be nice if the feature was there, and it probably does have a financial impact to not have those recommended showings. But it isn't a significant impact. This is a Tier 3 service. Another example of a Tier 3 service might be a service that pops up a message on your website when a customer first arrives and offers to help them find something on your site. Those sorts of pop-ups are useful and they provide a customer service and they ultimately generate more business for you. The impact to customers would be relatively minor and perhaps even unnoticeable to them. Since it was a nice to have, not a required capability for using your site, it isn't essential to the operation of your business. That's a Tier 3 service. The lowest level of service is a Tier 4 service. A Tier 4 service is a service that, when it fails, causes no significant effect on the customer experience and does not significantly affect the customer's business or finances. A good example of a Tier 4 service is a service that generates the weekly sales report for your company. Many managers in your company probably find that report important, but if they don't get it Monday morning, but rather get it Tuesday morning, it wouldn't have a significant impact on your business, and undoubtedly it'd have no impact at all on your customers. The same might be true with a service that sends out marketing emails. If you send out a monthly newsletter advertising products to past customers, well, if that service fails, the service that sends that newsletter out, then you may have a delay in sending out the monthly newsletter. And yes, that would have an impact on you. I mean, after all, you're sending the newsletter out because it provides you business, but probably not a significant impact on your overall business or on the customer's experience. Customers may not even notice the delay at all. So that's the definition of the four service tiers. Now the question is, how do we use them? We will discuss this in the next episode.
This is Tech Tappers, little bits of tech here on Modern Digital Applications.
Amazon does not disclose much information on the size of any of the AWS services. However, in June of 2012, Amazon disclosed that S3 just reached a huge milestone by storing its 1 trillionth object. 1 million objects. Let's try and put that into perspective with some comparisons. This is equivalent to 142 objects for every man, woman, and child on the entire planet. Put another way, that's 10 objects for every man, woman, and child who has ever lived, ever. Or a bit over 3 objects for every star in the Milky Way galaxy. That's a lot of objects. But how many objects does it store today? Amazon has not released any updated numbers, but given the growth of AWS as a whole since 2012, it's not unrealistic to think this number may be multiple orders of magnitude higher than that. AWS advertises a durability for S3 of 99.99999999%. That's 11 nines. Assuming that is accurate, that means of the 1 trillion objects stored in S3 in 2012, AWS would have lost at most 10 objects a year. That's amazingly resilient. I think it's safe to say, without too much concern of exaggeration, that Amazon S3 is perhaps the most provably scalable, reliable, durable service ever built, which of course is why it continues to grow and scale.
Thank you for listening to Modern Digital Applications with Lee Acheson. Lee helps executives keep up with industry trends and best practices in cloud computing, application scaling, DevOps, and applications modernization in order to stay in front of disruptive influencers. Subscribe to this podcast to ensure you get each new episode as it's available. Visit mdacast.com for all the resources and publications from Lee and his team. Thank you for tuning in to today's show.